We'll open it up for questions.
Shane, how does it feel? I saw you hugging your mom, and I saw you looking towards the sky. And how are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I just thank God for allowing us this opportunity, you know. You know, we talk all the time this week about, you know, a lot of people don't even get the opportunity to play a number one team in the country. And we got an opportunity to play them, and we seized the moment. You know, we won the game, and it was a total team effort. Everybody went out there, gave their all, and contributed. And that's just been the story of our season. We stayed together all season. We started out, I think it was like 1-3 or something like that. And you know what? We stayed together. And now you see, if you stay together, this is what can be accomplished.
Derek, you talked in practice about how it's going to take a lot of things to beat Florida. All those things happened today?
Oh yeah, definitely. I knew to play Florida, you can't slack in any area. You know, you have to be not perfect, but you have to virtually be perfect. You have to play as good as you play all season. When you look at the stat line, I mean it says it right there. You know, when you look at it, guys did what they're supposed to do, and we got a lift from the bench, and you know, that's what it's about. Everybody stepping up, taking account, being accountable for what their role is, and that's what happened out there tonight.
Derek, you guys played a lot of games as a college basketball player, but yeah. You probably won't forget half of them, yeah. 10 or 20 years. But I mean, is this really one that you guys will remember to talk about?
Unquestionably. This is one for the ages right here. When I'm 20 years from now, I'll be able to tell my little kids this. And, I mean, I played in some big games before, man. But sometimes, you know, you're right there and you can't get over the hump. But this one right here is just really, like, worth it, special. That's what it is. And you can't explain it, you know.
Ross, can you answer the same question?
I'm sorry if I wasn't paying attention to this. well,
down the road, as you guys.
Oh yeah, that's right. yeah, this is. Sorry, I'm so wrapped up in emotion right now. It's hard to explain, but this is definitely going to be one game that we'll remember. Our whole team, the fans, the program. You know, it's crazy to knock off one number one team. They've won 17 in a row, and you know, I just can't say enough about these two guys. You know, they just put us on their back down the stretch, and you know, they're our horses. So we went to them, and they responded. So I'm really proud of these guys and the way our team came through tonight.
Ross, you talk about the chance to knock off the number one. You guys were up on them 11 in games, obviously, and then started the second half kind of rocky. How big was that shot you hit there about 20 seconds in from that standpoint?
Oh, yeah, that was... You know, you always want to start off the half well. I didn't really remember what play you're talking about, but they were switching our ball screens when the big man set it for the point guard, and so that meant that our five man was being guarded by a point guard and vice versa. So first play, Coach Stallings, you know, he's a mastermind with those X's and O's plays, and he knew what they were going to do, and he knew they were going to switch. I happened to have a Torian Green on me, and you know, registered it to the basket, and I was able to lay it in. You know, I think that kind of started the pace for us. You know, it was different from when we were at Gainesville and came out and took a few bad shots and had a few bad turnovers, and we got the technicals and things just kind of snowballed from there. But I think we really came off on the right foot in the second half this afternoon.
Derek, you were taking shots over Noah in traffic, creating things just all over the place today. Did you kind of...
Yeah.
Bring your game up a level today?
I consider myself, you know, a good player. And if you're a good player, you show up in games like this, and you know, you rise to the occasion. I didn't care. I look at this sheet. I have 6 turnovers. I don't care. I was just trying to be aggressive. You know, to be honest, you know, we had to take care of the ball. But to be honest, I wasn't even caring about that as long as I was just being aggressive. My teammates have my back, you know, 100%, and I know that. Not looking to get turnovers, but I'm just trying to be aggressive.
Derek, what does this win show, being that it came a week after a tough loss to Blossom Knoxville? What does it show about this team, and how are you able to not let that have a lasting impact on your morale?
Yeah, it shows exactly what I said. We didn't get too down about the Tennessee game. I know I didn't, because that just wasn't us, you know. We'll never play like that again. We never have this season. I can assure you of that. And we didn't get too down about it. You can't in this league. And we went back to the practice court and just worked very hard and came out here, and it, you know, it showed.
Shane, do you feel like you were due for a game like this today?
Well, you know, it's no surprise to anybody. I hadn't shot the ball, you know, the way that I have in the past. But you know what? My teammates have great confidence in me, which gives me great confidence in myself. You know, and no matter how many shots I miss, they continue to come to me. And, when, you know, when you have a team that supports you like that, then it's easy not even to think about it. Go out there and just continue to shoot the ball and just have confidence in myself.
Guys, talk a little bit about the defensive effort, being able to hold the big guys, Joe can just limit their impact and kind of get inside their head a little bit.
Well, we knew that was going to be very key for this game. You know, obviously they have arguably the best front court in America, you know. And our big guys did a great job. Ross Nellner, Dan Case, Ted Allen, everybody that got in and guarded those guys did a great job of just making things a little bit uncomfortable for them. And that paid big dividends in the end.
We have time for one more question.
What did you guys think about the little exchange between Noah and Coach Sullivan around the sideline at the end line?
I got something to say about that.
Yeah, you think that.
You know, there was. I got asked a question a few days ago about, you know, if there was trash talking going on when we were in Gainesville, and you know, there always is to a certain extent, you know, more so with rivalry games, but always in league, and in league play, you're going to have guys talking trash, and you know, I think Joakim Noah is a guy that plays with a lot of heart and a lot of emotion. He's the heart and soul of that team. You know, he kind of gets wrapped up in the competition sometimes, which is, I guess, what happened with the altercation with him and Coach Stallings. You know, we always got Coach Stallings back, and if anything happens with that, we're going to be right there on his side. But, you know, Noah's a tough competitor. He came up to me a minute to go in the game. We're shooting free throws, and you know, I know everybody across America hates him. You know, we're talking to people about the game today, and they're all, man, give Noah an elbow for me. You know, I don't like that guy. So, you know, everybody doesn't like him, but, you know, I got to commend him because even in the face of defeat, with 1 minute left before they got subbed out on the free throw line, you know, he just said, you know, nice game, way to hoop, way to ball, good luck the rest of the season. So, you know, I got coming in, you know, I know that he gets caught up in trash talking a little bit, but, you know, I really got to commend him for the way that he reacted after we snapped their 17-game winning streak.
Thank you.
Good job, Ross.